Here we go again. Say it. Say what? It's episode 474 with plugins for sliders, short codes, and classic press options. All coming up on WordPress Plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia. I'm John Overall, and with me is...
Amber Overall.
And we have the usual great show for you today, but right off the top, don't forget, all the show notes are located at WPPluginsA2Z.com, and we'd like to give a great appreciation for the No Agenda show and their inspiration of ideas and the occasional stolen sound clip.
Squirrel!
You want to get out there? This show is supported by you, the producers of the show, and it is a value-for-value model, and the most important thing you can do is get out there and tell everyone about it. Rope them in, bring them all to the circle, and round them up, and tell them about the WP Plugins A to Z show, and we can catch us live every Thursday at noon on our YouTube channel. Okay, this is episode 33... Wrong one.
69!
That's not a 33, but it's close enough. And this is episode 33 of 51 episodes for 2020. Yes, we were supposed to have 52 episodes, but we took a week off, so we're only going to have 51 episodes this year. It's episode 474, and the AI overlords have been having a field day today. They've been enjoying themselves, creating all kinds of havoc on the internet, my local computers, everywhere. The AI overlords are just... All right, it's time to ditch the overlords. Find yourself an oasis like the one over at the Rogue's Tavern, someplace where you can check out the world, check out from the world, and unplug from the world at the same time, and let the AI overlords wonder where you disappeared to. We are now 34 weeks into 2020 and 23 weeks of the Rona. Masks are all the rage now, so be sure you've got yourself one stuffed in your back pocket so it's nice and clean when you need it, because eventually you're going to have to use one. And of course, your back pocket's going to keep it perfectly clean. Every time you pull it out, put it on, take it off, put it back, yeah, it's going to be perfect. Yeah, masks do such wonderful things. The new programming is closer to completion. All the new and the news is finding it harder to keep the population scared. But have no fear, WP Plugins A to Z is here to lift your soul. The new narrative is rolling out, and the opportunities have never been better if you're ready to grab them. All you do is reach out and grab them while they're in front of you. But be sure to stock up on some stuff, put it away, because you might need it for the rough times ahead. Things you can do to help your soul: minimize your M5M news exposure. Work on your own little part of the world to make it a better place. Inspire others around you to do the same. Don't worry about the things you can't control. There's nothing you can do about those anyway. Stop accepting and doing the things that are not in your best interest. In other words, the things you can control. Stop doing that. Work in your best interest while at the same time respecting and helping others around you. The rewards will follow. All right, well, it is time for us to move it along.
Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop on that.
iPhone, shmy phone. The way I see it, the only good phone's a landline, and the phone should be made out of Bakelite.
That's right, everybody. Time for tech news. John, do we have tech news?
Oh, absolutely. We have tech news. And Bakelite phone, best phone I've ever had. Life has been busy, and some of you may have noticed we skipped a week. Some of you might not have noticed at all, but we did. We skipped a whole week, and that's the first time I have skipped a show in almost 2 years. So, needed to break. It was a great time. Got away, drove up island, out into the middle of nowhere, 65 kilometers of logging road to a small town at the end of the road. Literally, it was the town at the end of the road. Had to go check out some stuff we were there just to get away for a day. It was really good time. Gained some new perspectives on life. But, well, we're back. And off we go. We got some news for you. First piece of news this week, and this news may be a little dated, but just live with it, folks. Roll with the punches here, okay? All right, first piece of news was Apple is going to enforce a one-year limit on SSL TLS certificates. And for those of you who don't know, that's that SSL certificate on your site. If you get free ones from your web host, those are only good for 3 months anyway. But they're doing this to improve the cryptology of SSL certificates, because it used to be, for certain perspectives, if you had a lot of money, you could buy an SSL certificate that extended out several years. But now they're limiting them to 398 days, I believe it is, which is the life of a certificate plus the grace period for the certificate. And then it has to be renewed. And of course, if you paid attention to news a year or so ago, there was a big problem with corrupted SSL certificates. Made a mess of the internet for about a day or two till they were able to replace the certificates. So they're hoping to avoid these kind of problems. Just a little bit of news about random stuff on the web.
I have a question about that.
Yep.
The SSL and TLS certificates. Mm-hmm. Can you explain that better to me? Because I have a basic understanding of what they are, but I had no idea that you have to go out and buy them.
Well, you used to have to buy them. SSL, Secure Socket Layer Encryption. TLS, Transport Layer Security Encryption. And the certificates, you used to have to pay for the certificates up to about 2 or 3 years ago. Maybe it was 2.5, maybe 3 years. I've lost track. But they used to cost anywhere from $29 to several hundred dollars a year for the certificate. But then all of a sudden, the encrypt the web thing came out from Google, who, of course, every time Google tells the internet to do something, the web just follows in line because Google is God. All hail Google. Yes, Google, my overlord AI. The certificates used to be expensive, but now almost all hosts provide you with the free SSL certificates, which automatically renew every 3 months. I mean, on my hosting, johnoverall.com, all of my servers issue new SSL certificates to the domain, provided it still resolves to my server.
Okay, so what's the issue about this? Why is this big news?
Because this is for the people who have big money involved. They still have to pay for certain types of certificates. The basic level, which most websites need, don't have to pay for, but if you need a certificate for, in this particular case here, they're talking about root level certificates, which cost money for iOS, iPad, macOS, basically the OS certificate.
Okay, now I'm understanding
this
more.
It's at a whole nother level is what it boils down to.
Okay, thank you for explaining that.
Yeah, not a problem. All right, next item we've got here. This is, again, old news, but it's a week and a half or a year. No, oh, sorry, that's a week. A week off in the tech industry equates to about a year's worth of news. So this one here, this is from BlogAid, and this one here is her Tips Tuesday. But in particular, there's a section in her Tips Tuesday that talks about the stuff on looking into the WordPress 5.5 changes. Because, of course, WordPress 5.5 dropped just about a week and a half ago. And it immediately, as I predicted, it was going to break a lot of sites. And it did. It broke a whole lot of websites out there. Now, granted, major problem with the breakage was because of them dropping a piece of code that you could easily put in a plugin to make up for it. The migration JavaScript integration code, I forget. I'm sure it's in one of these further articles. But she talks about it here, and she also talks about the admin sidebars. If you're using Gutenberg, this only applies really if you use Gutenberg, and the sidebars have gone away due to our benevolent dictator, Matt Mullenweg, dictating that he wanted them to go away because he has a fixation with distractions-free editing. In other words, he doesn't want anything there but your editing windows, and anyway. You might want to read this through. Scroll about 3/4 of the way down the article till you get to the 5.5 stuff, and you'll find out about it all. And it is a pretty interesting bit of article. And, of course, BlogAid, Mayanna, really great stuff from her. I've interviewed her a few times years back. I've been on a couple of her shows many years back. It was quite interesting. She's advanced so far beyond what I do now, which is fine, but that's the way it works.
I don't really have much to say on this one.
All right. All right, the other thing we've got up here is why WordPress 5.5 is breaking sites. And if you haven't updated to WordPress 5.5, don't do it just yet. Wait another couple of weeks. 5.5.1 is just around the corner. And by then, they will have fixed some of the issues that are fixable. But you'll want to check out this article here, why it's breaking it. It was the depreciated support for jQuery Migrate. That was the biggest problem. You know, at least 50,000 sites broke immediately, and many other people. I didn't. I only updated one or two sites testing, and I had no problem with it. But you could have some issues, so be aware. And you can always install the plugin jQuery Migrate into your site. That will fix it if you've gone to 5.5. So
there's also some issues with JavaScript too.
Yeah. jQuery, JavaScript. I say potato, you say potato.
Okay.
You know,
I thought they were two different things.
They are two different things, but they're based on the same language.
Oh, okay.
All right. WordPress, another article I've got here for you is WordPress 5.5 on breaking websites, how to fix. This is the one that tells you how to install the plugin you need, where to go get it, which is, of course, just enable jQuery Migrate Helper onto your site. So we don't really have a lot of news. I did have a couple of quick quotes from people, what they were saying about the 5.5. It's like, hello, after updating two of my sites, became soon as broken. Elementor pages and Envato creating pages also became invisible. The Elementor editor is not load. One of my site's theme and common elements became absolutely chaotic, should be.
Really? Caustic is a good one.
Chaotic vision. How to re-update in the previous version of WP is horrible. Yeah, I took these word for word. I didn't edit them. But sometimes it's really quite more amusing that way. Another one, after installing 5.5, I wasn't able to create or change any new pages or posts because the editor was broken somehow. I could not change from text to visual or to block editor. Usually I use the classic editor or to my page builder plugin. Nothing worked even after deactivating all plugins, so I downgraded to 5.4 and everything works again. So yeah, so that's the biggest thing, is that you just got to be aware. At 5.5 could create problems. Wait until 5.5.1 and you should be in a bit better shape. Anything else from you for news? No?
No, not really.
All right.
Not even the Hall of Shame. They still haven't really put anything new up.
All right. Well, that's where we go then. All right. Well, now we're off to the point of donor support. This is where you folks here support the show. And what do we need most?
We just need cash. I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
Absolutely. Just send your cash. Cash helps out a lot. But if you can't send cash, we got lots of other things you can do to help us out. First off, our show art. We have some really great show art. This week's show art comes from Angel Lemieux at Koa Digital. Really great piece of artwork. WP plugins being beamed up into an alien spaceship. I think that's probably better than our AI overlords. I think I'll take that trip versus the AI overlords.
I don't know. I've heard they do some weird things.
It's got to be better than what the AI overlords are doing to us. It couldn't be any worse, for sure. At any rate, great piece of artwork. Thanks again, Angel. You've given us some great art, and I really enjoy that you have lots. If you would like to supply the artwork to the show, just go to wppluginsaz.com/artgenerator and donate the artwork. It's really great, and it's really nice, so thanks a lot again.
I would love to see more art.
Yes, I would love to see more varied art and more unique stuff and some graphically designed stuff. That would be great. I know there's got to be a few of our producers out there that can do that. Okay, this week, executive producers, and this is where we call out anyone that donates $50 or more in a week. We don't have any of those this week, but we do have small producers that still send us a few bucks here and there, and I thank you very much for that. You will always remain anonymous below $50 unless we really get moving along. And then, you know, occasionally under $50 note will get read out. All right. So that's all we got. So thank you very much. The small subscriptions do really help. Doesn't put any money in our pockets, but it does help the show out a bit. And a big thank you to those of you who hire me after listening to the show. That's as good as donating to the show. So thank you very much for that. So, of course, what you can do to help out is donate money to the show. You can submit artwork at the WP Plugins A to Z Art Generator. Submit articles, news, and information. That will really help us out. Means less for us to have to do. Submit plugin suggestions for reviews. You can also create a monthly donation over at Patreon. We're trying to figure out how to make that work. Eventually, we'll get it off the ground. Okay, that's all we've got there. I think it's time to dump into what everyone really comes here for. The meat and potatoes of the show, into the depths of plug-in depravity. All right, so first off, we usually talk about classic press options. I still don't have anything for classic press. I just not made the time to go hunt down stuff for classic press. No new plugins. I'm sure there's new stuff in classic press, but I need someone to help me out and present me with the information. I'm not working in classic press right now. I'm working in WordPress, where all my clients happen to be, except for one or two, but the one or two don't need any work, so I'm kind of stuck. Most of the plugins I do come from what I'm working on. So if you want to help us out, please submit some information about Classic Press and keep it alive. I do have the usual links, the Classic Press Club, the forums, the Code Potence directory, and more. So go check that stuff out in the show notes. Okay, so off into the WordPress plugins. If you're looking for great newly released plugins, check out the link in the show notes for the Browse New area. These are the latest and greatest in plugins that have been released to the WordPress repository. There's over 50 pages of plugins in here, and they're always like within the last couple of days, sometimes hours, going back for the last few weeks. They're almost always plugins that have less than 10 installations. So if you're looking for something new and different, go check this out. Okay, so what do I got for you here? The first one I have for you out the gate is called Slider Ultimate Responsive Image Slider. That's a mouthful.
What is up with the long names?
I don't know. They need to check out the WP Plugins consultation service for plugin naming, where we could name the plugins much better than they did. I mean, this would have just been simply put, the UT Slider. Would have been much better.
Or even, you know, Cirrus.
Cirrus?
Cirrus. S-U-R-I-S.
S-U-R-I-S. I don't get it.
Slider, Ultimate Responsive Image Slider.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the problem. It doesn't work.
Aw.
You need simple brains like mine. You got to really grab them. Okay, so what do we got here? What this plugin does for you is, if you're looking for a very simple slider, image slider plugin to put on your site that allows you to create multiple sliders full of images you can place across your website really simply and easily with just a short code, this one works for you. It has lots of settings in it to allow you to customize the slider heights, widths, how big it is, how many images, whether it's got the bar across the bottom or moving automatically. It's got a lot of really cool tools, and it just works. Best part about it is it's actually free, which many of them, they give you 3/4 of the stuff, and then the parts you really need, they charge you for. I needed a free one for a client I was working on. This one fit the bill, checked out really well, installed it. Client was extremely happy with it. And of course, because it's a complete freebie, it gets itself a 5 Dragon rating. Go check it out. The Slider Ultimate Responsive Image Slider.
Well, you know, the way you say it actually doesn't sound too bad being
long. That's because, you know, I stretch it out and make it sound cool. All right. So that's what I got for you.
And the first one I have was actually suggested to us from a listener. It's called Easy Testimonial Slider and Form. So I'm going to read the note that we were sent in. Came from a fella named Graham. Hi, John. I was investigating Amber's guestbook plugin and realized what I really needed was a testimonial plugin, one that enabled customers to add their own from the front end. After a lot of searching, I found Easy Testimonial Slider and Form, which does just that. Even the free version enables that function, something most others don't. I was so impressed, I bought the paid version straight away to get extra features such as star ratings. The cost is a one-off $15, which is a lot less than most of which charge ongoing fees. It has been regularly updated, but not many people seem to be downloading it. It's one of those gems you stumble across if you search long enough, which is what your podcasts are about. It works fine on Classic Press too. Thought you might like to review it. I would give it a 5 Dragon rating, but it does have the paid version, albeit very cheap. Cheers, Graham. admin@classicpress.club. So, of course, I had to check out this apparent gem of a plugin. And I found I actually quite like this. I always enjoy having the option to completely personalize my plugins, and this offers you the opportunity to customize every one of your messages and labels. I had a lot of fun with that. You also get to decide what the failure messages say. There's so few that do that. The adding of the actual testimonials is pretty simple. And if you're like me and decide to change everything you could in the label section, you also get to find out what you changed didn't actually make sense to change when you go to test that bit out. And something that's really uncommon, like Dao was just saying, the usually plugins, when they have a paid version, they give you like 3/4 of what you need, and then you have to pay to get what you really need. This one gives you everything you actually need in the free version. So you can get this with just the free version, and it's everything you need. The paid version really just makes it fancier and allows you to use more than one on your site at a time, which is actually great. I honestly do agree with Graham. It is definitely a gem, and it's really quite cheap if you want to go ahead and get the paid version. So I rate this at 5 dragons, even though it has a paid version.
All right. Yeah, it does sound like a cool plugin. And stretching it a little bit, yeah, paid version. Well, if the free version gives you almost everything but the paid, well, maybe we can stretch a 5 out of it. What the heck?
Really, it just gets fancy with the paid version. I was really impressed by that.
That's cool. Well, make sure you check that one out, folks, if you're looking for a testimonials plugin. Okay, the next one I have up for you here is called Remove Orphan Shortcodes. Now, this is one that I believe I've reviewed before, maybe 30, 50, 60 episodes back. I couldn't tell you. I didn't go look. But I just recall doing it once before. But I'm bringing it back forward because it's back in front of me again for a project I've just started working on. That we are doing a facelift for the website, and it's got a lot of short codes that have to be removed from the system because of the theme that was used previously. Use short codes to display stuff on the page. And that can be a problem when you go to move themes. You're still stuck with those short codes and you have to manually remove them, which can be a real pain when there's well over 1,000 posts to clean up. What this plugin does for you, very simply and easily, once you turn it on, it goes through and any short codes that are not actively being used by your theme or your plugins on your site are hidden. Now, they're not deleted, but they're hidden, so they don't display to the people who view your website. So what it does is it buys you time to make the facelift, clean it up, and then slowly over time, you manually remove them. But the display for people is not impaired, and they only see your fancy new design paint job you've done on your site. Really cool plugin, really useful when you're yanking old plugins or old themes that use short codes throughout the site, and you got to get rid of them all. And this saves you hours of time out the gate, and you can just clean it up as time goes by. Useful plugin. Go check it out. It's called Remove Orphan Shortcodes, and I give it a 5 dragon rating.
Lots of fives today.
Yeah, it's one of those days.
Next one I got is Categories Images. First of all, I'd like to mention how very much the search operation on this plugin site sucks. I'm a pretty good speller, but sometimes I don't get it totally right. Like with this one, I put an A twice in the word categories.
Maybe you might want to clarify on the site what you're referring to is WordPress.org.
Okay, sorry.
Search function.
Okay, so WordPress.org search function. Apologies.
Yeah, that's all right. Just to clarify.
Well, with the one letter wrong, I couldn't find it for the life of me. I ended up going through dozens of plugins before my dad pointed out that I'd misspelt the bloody word. And I finally was able to pull it up. This plugin itself is used to add a picture into the category or taxonomy of your site. There aren't really many that do just that. I found maybe 2 others, one of which hadn't been kept up, and they didn't work nearly as smoothly or as well as this one. So this one is pretty well the top dog. The way it works is you plug it in and let it go. It it has a settings page where you can choose specific taxonomies from the plugin for the plugins to avoid, so it doesn't interfere with anything like WooCommerce. And what happens when you turn it on is it adds a little extra bar at the bottom of the Add New Category page for your categories, and you just upload an image there. It's really quite easy and very useful. I liked it a lot. They keep it well updated, and I think it's definitely worth checking out if you need some pictures. I give it a 5.
Yeah, a very useful plugin. Again, something we needed for a new project we're working on. So, great little plugin, and unfortunately, you would think this would be a default piece of information inside WordPress core, but for some reason, they've never put this into the core. And next up, I have for you, Say What? Yeah, Say What. That's the name of the plugin, is Say What. And what this one's just a cool, fun plugin. And it could also be something useful to professionalize up your website or irritate those on your internal network if you want to do that with a plugin. What it does is it goes in there and allows you to search for the strings inside your WordPress website. And this is for your menus and other things, everything that's translatable. And there's a lot of stuff in WordPress that has translatable words. And what in particular this can do, you can go change the name of your menu items, such as tools. You can change it to Stuff and That. Or settings, you can go to Config and Dragons. I really like that term. You know, users, you can change that to other people or my personal slaves or whatever you want to call it. There's all kinds of cool things you can do with this thing. And it does have a pro version, and the pro version allows you to do an automatic search for all the strings that are editable in your website and thereby go through and change them. Now, if you want to do it manually, you'll have to hunt through the code or you guess to see which ones are translatable and which ones you can change. I was playing with it a bit this morning, playing inside my site and started changing up some stuff just for fun. But it's a really cool tool and it can be very useful. In particular, what you could use it for, if you're building out a client website, you could change some of the lesser known items such as dashboard to say, yes, this is the dashboard, or tools, or, you know, useful things to help your site work better. You know, just clean it up and make it more understandable for your clients. Pick words and phrases that will work. Really cool plugin. The premium version is about $39 and it could save you a lot of time searching through the strings. Great tool, something that might be useful for you. Go get out there and Say What? I give it a 4 dragon rating.
So this is only for the dashboard, or?
Oh, no, it's for lots of other things in there too. I'm just not, the dashboard is the key area I focused on.
So if you plugged in, you can change your the front of your site with it too?
Yeah, wildcard string replacements.
Oh, okay.
Multilingual cool. Support, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Lots of things it can do.
That's funny that you found one that's called Say What, because my last one is called Say It. So this one, I actually found this a while back, but I was really unnerved by the need for coding in order to make it work. They give you a cheat sheet, but it still made me kind of nervy at first. I decided to try my hand at it, and it was actually a lot of fun. What this plugin does is it makes words or sentences or even entire paragraphs spoken out loud for you. The voices are a little robotic, but you do get to choose which voice you use, so that's pretty cool. Just gotta put in the right code. This plugin is totally free, although the creator, David Manson, does state in his FAQ, if you use the Google TTS, you'll need to give your banking information to Google, and you can be charged if you use it a lot. However, Say It is using a smart caching system, so it requests Google only for new voice generation. I think that means that there is a workaround when using Say It a lot while using Google TTS. I'm not really sure. I don't really know much about Google TTS, but I wanted to mention this if anyone out there is using Google TTS.
Text to type.
Text to type. That's what it, okay.
Text to type script.
Oh, okay. Now, onto the plugin itself. You need to be willing to write out the code around whatever it is that you want to be read out loud. But you can get a cheat sheet, like I mentioned, and what I learned is you absolutely have to write it into the text area. Otherwise, it breaks kind of funny. There is a settings page, and you can change up the mode from HTML5 to Google TTS or Amazon Polly, or you can even just disable it. You can set the language and the speed that the speaker talks as well. You can also change up the skin theme for the button showing up on the word. It's kind of cool. There are some options for Google TTS, Amazon Polly, and Amazon Polly in the settings as well. In general, though, you just wrap the code around the words you want to speak, and that's it. It seems like it could be really useful, especially for strange words like hippopotamonstrosesquipedaliophobia. Yeah, that word means fear of long words. But with a word like that, one must listen to it many times before you can be able to say it right. As a coder plugin, this is pretty awesome. From what I understand, you can put in a lot of different code and make it work. It's just so long as you wrap it between the words, say it. I know that this is probably pretty basic for a lot of people who are listening, but not everyone who listens. And for people like me, it's still kind of really overwhelming when you first try to figure it out. Because of its kind of higher difficulty level, I'm rating it at 4.
Excellent. Sounds like a fun toy to play with on your website. All right. Well, this show currently brought to you by... Are you tired of the same old web hosting? Not having the resources you need to run your website properly? Having a lack of control? Then you need johnoverall.com web hosting, providing you with all the resources you need to smoothly run your WordPress website or ClassicPress website. With strict limits on the number of clients allowed per server, johnoverall.com provides high quality, fast server performance. Visit johnoverall.com for web hosting that won't slow you down.
Oh my God, that is amazing!
All right, so yes, hosting that provides you all the service you need. And it's great hosting too. I use it myself. Okay, listener questions. We do have one this week, and I'll address this one out, and I'll make sure I get an email off to Angel. It's from Angel, and it starts out, I'm working on a university professor website with an alumni section. All we need is to show a photo and the name of a plugin, the name and a plugin that will sort it automatically by last name. I've spent a bunch of time looking for a plugin that will sort the names, and it's not that I mind paying for it, but some plugins are just way overkill, and some look like they would do the job, but most of them are from Envato, and I dislike the Envato store because if you buy something and it does not do what you want it to, good luck getting a refund. I've been looking for a team faculty, and I thought to ask you, maybe there is some other function or another plugin to sort through data that may not be Teams or faculty plugin. Some trick, you know, maybe? Angel, thanks. All right, so, well, Angel, it's been a long time since I've done what you're looking for and specifically, but I used to do it a few years ago with a plugin called Connections. The Connections plugin, while it looks a little overwhelming, it's actually pretty simple for the most part. And the free version of it usually does most of what you need. You don't have to go into the premium version to get a lot of things you need with it. It's a great plugin. It works. They've kept it up to date. It's been around for about 5 or 6 years now. I've used it like 3 or 4 years ago was the last time I used it. I was going to recommend something else, but I realized you're not looking for a membership plugin. Like, I have a membership plugin that does something similar, but it does put everyone into your website as a member and not just a list that's managed by a plugin. This one here is a list that's just managed by your plugin, and it's a really great tool, and it allows you, if at a future point in time they want to expand this out and make it more of a directory and database that can be used, it can be expanded out in that way, and even then tied into a membership plugin if you want it. So there's a lot it can do for future growth, if future growth is thought of, and if not, it can still stay quite basic. So go check this one out, Angel. I'll get you an email in the mail and send you the link when I've got it. So thanks a lot, Angel. I appreciate the question. Okay, the contest. We did have a contest that ran and ended a couple of days ago for the Shoutworks subscription to it. And a big congratulation goes out to Charlie, who is the winner of it. And he's already responded back to us. And we will get that key code to you as soon as possible, Charlie. So thanks a lot. And one quick last shout out to Shoutworks. It's a one-click way to engage and grow your audience by getting your WordPress website talking on over 200 million Amazon Alexa voice devices and 4 billion Alexa Ready devices worldwide. The user-friendly Shoutworks WordPress plugin allows anyone to create a voice app or a skill for Alexa from their WordPress site in less than 5 minutes. Really cool tool. I learned quite a bit about how this works in the interview I did with Christian Pertulski. Go check out the interview. Link is in the show notes. Go check out Shoutworks. And for everyone who entered the contest, thank you very much. It was greatly appreciated to see such enthusiasm and everyone signing up for the contest. And congratulations again out to you, Charlie. Greatly appreciate that. And congratulations to you. So I'll have that to you as soon as possible. Okay, for all you developers out there that want to support the show, you can donate a premium license to be used in the future. Please go to wppluginsaz.com/plugincontest. Now, closing out this episode, the plugins I covered are Slider Ultimate Responsive Image Slider, which I really like the idea of the UR Slider, which I gave a 5 to. The Remove Orphan Short Codes, which I gave a 5 to. And the Say What? Which I gave a 4 to.
And the ones I covered were Easy Testimonial Slider and Form, which I gave a 5, Categories Images, which I gave a 5, and Say It, which I gave a 4.
Say it? Say it again.
Wow, we were really in sync today without meaning to be.
That happens, man. That's why you don't talk to each other about the plugins you're bringing forward until show day, just to see how it works. All right, so a couple quick reminders. Remember to make Amber feel welcome. Send some emails, some cheers, some feel good stuff, you know, all that. Send her some email. Her contact email is in the show notes. It does look like the meetup in August isn't going to happen. I'm still debating September's meetup right now. I've got to figure that one out. There may be a meetup in September. I will know for sure next week. We will announce that because we are at the end of August now. So next week, listen for whether there's going to be a meetup. There's the interview that's out there with Christian from Shoutworks. Go check that one out. You want to find out more about me and my insanity? Go check out theroguestavern.com. Now, this one last piece here, this is something I've never really been overly good at asking people for help and asking for the money and everything. It's always kind of hard for me to do it. I mean, I make it sound like I do it a lot, but no, not really. But what I'm doing right now is I'm asking you, the producers out there, to help support the show. And this is a very specific thing I'm looking for. Now, what I'm looking for is the contest. You noticed that for a while there, last year, not a year and a half ago, when I had an office assistant here and she was managing all these things for me, our contests were consistent, they were done quickly, everything was up, the keys were sent out regularly, and there wasn't no lapse in contests. Well, unfortunately, that changed when I had to do it all myself because I have to manage the show, manage my life, manage my work, manage everything else. And there are certain things that just take a back door, back seat to everything that else I'm doing. And the contests were one. It was just very low on my important radar. But what I'm asking for is one of you producers out there who has a little bit of time and would like to help the show out in a very specific manner. What I'm looking for is you would contact the developers or the plugin authors we've covered that have premium plugins, see if they would like to donate a license to the show for a contest. Then you'd have to create the contest up on the website. I would show you how that works. Create the contest, run the contest. I would make sure it ends on time, select the winner. The winner will get an email. They have to respond back to that email to verify that who they are. And then you would then send that contest winner the key and the software if need be for that. It's a very simple thing to do, and I know it seems like I should be able to get it into my schedule, but I just can't sometimes. It just gets forgotten and lost through the cracks. So if you're one of the listeners out there that would like to support the show in this little manner, please reach out to me at john@wppro.ca, and I'll get you all set up, and we'll get you in contact with the people we talk to, and you can collect those keys and get that information. Who knows? If you make enough friends in that, you could end up with some free software along the way. You never know. I mean, to most of these developers, a free key just means publicity for them. It doesn't cost them any real actual money, just time and lots of free publicity. So check it out. Give me a ring. Send me an email, john@wppro.ca. Okay, that's all we got for you. So it is time for the little tequila hat and to let my girl take us on out of here.
I should get you a little mini banjo to go with that.
That would be cool. Maybe get a little man to sit on the edge of the cup, too. It's not a banjo. What are those little things they play? It's a specialized guitar. It's got a big fat bottom.
I thought that was a banjo.
No, it's not a banjo. Banjo is a southern thing. It's more of a southern boy thing. Now, I should be drinking White Lightning if it's banjo.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We're talking tequila. Tequila comes from Mexico. You know, big sombrero hat and I can't remember what those guys are called. Anyway, off we go. We'll let my girl take us on out of here.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at
wppluginsf.com.
And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsaz.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsaz.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsaz. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.
No service for you!